With this season coming to an end, local ringette enthusiasts are looking to pump up participation in autumn's return to action. Faced with dwindling numbers, Guelph Ringette Association, GRA, is set to host a pair of events aimed at introducing newcomers to the sport and inspire more to strap on their skates, put on a helmet and grab straight stick. Free, come try ringette sessions will take place at 5 p.m. on March 29th at Victoria Road Recreation Center and at 11 a.m. on April 13th at Exhibition Park Arena. Michael Plate, Director of Marketing and Sponsorship at the GRA, believes ringette is much more than a hockey look-alike. Ringette is a much faster game. There's more passing and it really does encourage teamwork, Plate said. The girls have a really great time playing and they build very strong long-lasting friendships. Ringette sticks don't have blades, players chase a rubber ring instead of a puck, they wear girdles instead of hockey pants, and if there's a punch thrown, it's right into the penalty box because ringette is a non-contact sport. Plate says girls' hockey is huge and takes a big piece of the draw ringette would otherwise see. After COVID-19, numbers started to climb, but now again, it seems we might be losing people, he said, explaining it's no longer a sport meant just for girls. Originally, it was developed for girls, but we have boys play too. Despite what some people might think, the sport can be quite aggressive, Plate continued. Players can certainly rub shoulders. There's no doubt about it. A Canadian invention, ringette was developed in 1963 by Sam Jacks of North Bay, a recreation director who noticed a lack of winter team sports for girls, and envisioned a safe and competitive game to help fill that gap. Ringette is played on an ice pad with five skaters, one center, two forwards, two defense, and a goalie. The aim is to outscore the opposing team, and each goal is worth 1 point. The rules of ringette differ from hockey. Players must stay out of the goalie's crease, pass the ring over each blue line, and ensure only three players from each team skate past the ringette line. If the ring is on or in the crease, only the goalkeeper can touch it. The goalkeeper has 5 seconds to pick up the ring and throw it or pass with her stick to a teammate. Ringette is not a one-person, but true team sport. You can't have the one dominant player skate the rink from one end of the ice to the other, Plate said. It takes a lot of teamwork. And Plate says, because of the constant passing, it makes the game a lot faster, which helps to build strength, fitness, and confidence. General consensus is that ringette skaters develop skating faster and are better skaters too, Plate said. Programs at the Guelph Ringette Association run the same as a hockey season, from September to about March or April. Programs range to include all ages and physical stages, from 4 to 94. Levels include Fun 1, 2 and 3, U12, U14, U16, U19 as well as adult programming. Players can start playing at 4 years of age for the Fun 1 program. We have learned to skate programs where they are introduced to ringette but focus on skating. They can then work their way up to adults, Plate said. Plate said players are less likely to leave the game as they age, which is a common occurrence in minor sports. He himself has seen the benefits of the sport while watching his 12-year-old daughter, Emma, play since she was about 7 years old. Her teammates have played with each other for many years. Emma has met girls from all over the place, Plate said. They really develop a lot of friendships and self-confidence. And of course, the more they play, the better they get, and they feel better about themselves. Plate hopes anyone interested will take advantage of the upcoming free, come try ringette sessions. Along with fostering a strong sense of community, ringette is not as costly. It's less expensive than hockey by a landslide. The fees are more affordable, Plate said. For more information and for registration information about the Guelph Ringette Association, visit here. It's fast, it's fun, and friendships can last forever, Plate said. My daughter has mentioned switching to hockey in the past. She skates around with her hockey player brother, and says, nah. And she always goes back to ringette.